Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! By GhostBed.com.
Yeah, James.
Heller.
Man, they just saw my LeBron James smoke plume of Liquid IV in the air.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I rip it open, I feel like LeBron James right before the game with the baby powder.
Your favorite. Your favorite player.
We really do use the Liquid IV. He's out. He got swept. He's gone. So
if I have to see you do this.
Not,
I mean,
I've
one
never
more
done
time.
That in my life.
One more time.
Never done that
is
in my life.
Is this you deflecting from the Carolina Hurricanes getting swept?
No. I look. Before that playoff series started, well, all the NHL playoffs, I said my dream was Carolina versus Vegas. It looks like Vegas is actually going to get in.
We're getting
Carolina
Miami, Vegas, and as Rob coined it, the Cocaine Cup.
Oh, that's nice.
That's Rob Fox, though. Rob Fox original.
I love it.
That's nice.
We're going to be there this weekend. People are going to be going bug fuck down there in Florida. Everybody's amped. Brooks Koepka's just doing rail after rail after rail and going to every game. Proud of him. Proud of everybody here, and I'm also proud of myself today.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that I am. It is.
Yeah,
it's rare. It's rare that I am proud of myself.
Oh,
I worked through a massive issue in my life last night, and it's rare as a human in this life where you have a breakthrough. You know, just that moment of clarity, and you're like, oh shit. Maybe my thinking was wrong about this one particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to change my way of thinking. And it completely opened up a whole new world for me.
Right.
And last night, it was Fast and Furious, and it was Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
I love Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that with any form of sarcasm anymore. I am genuinely looking right down the barrel at you guys on Patreon, Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon, and saying, I love Vin Diesel. I appreciate Vin Diesel. And I was wrong about vehicle identification number Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Vin stands for. Right. All right. I was wrong about him. And I want to say that I'm sorry.
Okay.
Last night, you were recording Crime Corner last night. I think you did with Delco, right?
Yeah. We had special guest.
Special guest, yeah.
Dan, for the Scott Peterson case, so it was fitting.
Looking forward to it.
He didn't love that I thought that he was a little bit had the affect of Scott Peterson, but we moved through it and we had a great show.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you did.
He's like, "What do you mean?"
Yeah. As long as you did, you're good to go on that one.
Wait, what?
Are we on the old Patreon, by the way?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't. This is the first time I didn't get a notification from them.
Oh.
I was trying to click into the boards, but I can't find it.
Wow.
It's fine. Totally fine.
By the way, I thought of a great, as you were talking about Vin Diesel's name, great podcast idea that I want to pitch for the network.
Okay.
We're going to need we need a good budget for this because we need to hire talent.
All right.
I can't do it myself, unfortunately.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. We get two chicks. All right. We call the podcast Vin Number, and they just have to race to see who can fuck more guys named Vin.
Is there any though? That's the only problem. Like I don't know many Vins. Yeah,
gosh, I mean they're gonna because so what you're saying is the travel budget.
Yeah, you got to go to the Northeast. There, there's probably a lot of Vincents up there that go by Vin. Vinny.
Right, you go to Philly. You go to Philly.
Yeah,
and you get on fucking Tinder and you just swipe on all the Vins.
Yeah,
and they gotta fuck as many Vins as they can.
Is there a way? I don't know. Oh, with Tinder, is there a way to just put in like a search bar or a thing
a
of just like Vins only?
There's not.
Okay. Ashley's only or whatever?
Unfortunately, no.
I'm only looking for
a
Braxton, you know, where you're just like, oh, all right, cool.
There should be like no.
Yeah, no Ashley's, no E-I-G-H's at the end of a name. You know?
Right.
For like a Kaylee, Ashley, whoever spells it like that. It's a fucking nightmare. So go ahead and cross that off at the end.
Because even if they're a nice person, even if they're attractive, no one with that name is going to have a dad who could pay for the wedding.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry. You're not going to get a destination wedding out of somebody like that. But back to Vin Diesel here. Back to the important shit. My two children wanted to see the car crash movie. And I'm like, oh, the Fast and Furious. And I was like, all right. When you record Crime Corner, I'll usually take the kids out and kind of get them out of your hair for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to see Fast and Furious.
You'll hang out with your own children while I'm working.
I'm the father you can't be.
Right,
right.
Like, yeah.
So I'm just kind of wondering.
He's babysitting.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm wondering why there needs to be this big explanation of, like, why when I'm doing something, then you're with your children.
It's not that. It's the kids know that their father is here, and they want to do something special.
Right.
Because
it doesn't happen very often.
You throw food into a dog bowl for them, and then they crawl on all fours and eat bologna and whatever's, you know, kind of left over. There's some scraps.
Yeah.
Scraps is all you give them. So I took my children to see Fast X, There was no Furious in it, by the way. It's just Fast X.
Right.
And I'm about 15 minutes in. This is a true fucking story. I'm 15 minutes into this movie. And it's goddamn awful.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know that I'm going to be able to sit through the rest of this. And then Vin Diesel shares a moment. Spoilers, if you do want to see this movie. Vin Diesel shares a moment with
Are you spoiling like a pivotal moment?
I'm not sure how this is all going to shake out in the Fast and Furious universe yet, but he has like an 8-year-old son that he was teaching how to drive.
Ooh.
You got to feel the grooves in the road. You got to drive. And he was teaching his son to drift.
Okay.
At 8 years old. It's real. It was, and he's, oh, you got to feel the groove. And I mean,
I would want to know that.
At 8 years old, you want to know how to drift with your father, you know, because that's the family profession is now you're going to steal shit from a people.
Like, it kind of seems like it is the family
and
profession.
And it might be. And it might be the way that they're setting this up in the future.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Go ahead, Delco.
I think the weirdest part is that in this universe, the cinematic epic, Paul Walker is still alive.
Oh, not only is he still alive, he's in the first 5 minutes of the movie. And I'm confused. I'm
like, wait, but didn't we have a, like, I'll see you again?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And at the end of every movie, they have a giant family barbecue.
They
in
sure
which
do.
I believe his wife or his girlfriend in the movie goes to, and no, you don't see Paul.
Paul's not there, so.
But they never say that he's dead?
He's taking care of the kids.
He's doing something. He's doing something.
He's being a world-class dad.
Or they knew that AI was coming, and they're like, man, if we just kind of push this out, he's going to live. He'll be in the next one.
Is that a decision for his like family to still get money?
Yeah, absolutely. The estate gets paid. I don't have a problem with it.
I really like that, and they are really family.
They are. They are.
And they are really, they do really take, if you're part of the family, that's it.
That's cool. It's exciting for Paul Walker too, because I wonder if, is his ex-girlfriend, are they going to put her through college when she graduates high school?
Oh, hang on. There's we'll get there, Bob. We'll get there. Jesse and I had a long chat about that one last night, and we'll get there, I promise. But then it clicks in, right? And he's having this moment. They cue up the music, and he's teaching his son how to drift.
I love this.
And then Jason Momoa was amazing in it.
Gross.
He was so far over the top with his character. Then it just, boom, it all clicked in for me. And I was like, oh, my God. They're all in on this bit. They know what they need to do. They understand the assignment. And then it was no lie. I swear to God, it's 15 minutes in. I had a totally different outlook on Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious, everything else. It's a more expensive St. James Street James movie where everybody's just kind of in on this $300 million bit that the cars can't do one single stunt that they're portraying in the movie. No driver could ever do one single stunt in this movie. Mm-hmm. There was a huge bomb that looked like the identical to the one that's in Oppenheimer coming out a month later. Spoiler alert, Oppenheimer trailer was right before that. And I was like, man, did they know that was going to happen? And the bombs rolling down all of Rome.
You can stop saying spoiler.
The whole thing. So now I've changed my opinion on it. And now I think The Rock is a fucking asshole. I think The Rock is a fucking asshole now.
Right.
Where you've got to have fun with that. That's the only movies that are getting made. And it's so dumb and ridiculous. And everybody's in on the bit, including Vin Diesel himself, the way he acts and talks to everybody. They said the word family in the movie, by the way, 50 or 60 times. And every single character said it multiple times. There was three different villains. Momoa, the new one who looks like a wrestler or something. And then one other guy. And they had the exact same line about family.
Right.
On the walkie-talkie to Vin Diesel, they were like, that's the thing about family. You can't protect
them
all.
There's something very, you know, soothing. What is it? It's something very comforting about those movies just being, you know, it's like when you go back to your hometown, like there's something about that same dude being on the fucking bar stool.
I don't like that because that's depressing. The way that I'll here's the way that I'll phrase it.
No, but there is something comforting about it just being the exact same.
It's like having a Braves game on in the backgrounds or watching golf and kind of sleeping it off on a Sunday, you know, where it's just, it's comforting. That's what this is. And that's what Vin Diesel is providing, is old school entertainment that is comforting to millions of people. And you're just like, you know what, dude, I'm in, and I'm in on the bit. Why The Rock refused not to go in on it, I don't really know after watching this.
It's kind of like Guy Fieri, right?
Yeah.
Like, it got to the point with Guy Fieri where you were just like, oh, this is just...
It crossed.
What it is.
Yes. Right.
And there's something to just stay in the course, authenticity.
I think an apt comparison is The Rock is just Anthony Bourdain, and he took himself too seriously.
Yep.
Vin Diesel's always been Guy Fieri.
Yep. And in the end...
They own the bit.
And in the end, you just want to see some car crashes, some impossible stunts, and have a family barbecue at the end.
Well,
and I mean...
They bumped up the barbecue to earlier on in the movie. And
spoiler.
When I tell you... Yeah, exactly. The whole thing's a fucking spoiler. But when I tell you that every celebrity and their mother was in this movie, from all walks of life, it was so mind-altering that I was like, what? The barbecue scene was moved up, and the abuela... came, you know, hobbling down the stairs. Who is it? It's Rita Moreno, fresh off her Oscar nomination from Bob's movie, West Side Story, that he never saw.
Yeah.
That he loved. So I
saw West Side Story.
You saw the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Recently.
Great. I mean, it took you about 6 months, but. You
know, check it out. We could probably get like another 5 Fast and Furious movies during this writer strike.
Because
you don't really need to write.
Going to. Yeah, I think you're going to. And here's the thing. AI could completely write this fucking movie, because you're just coming up with weird shit that doesn't really fit together. So she was in it. Charlize Theron was in it. Helen Mirren was in it. There was a flashback to Kurt Russell. So apparently he was in one of those goddamn things at one point.
Kurt Russell?
I think he's been in a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a detective or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then at the end of it...
They just have everything you want in that movie. Uh-huh.
At the end of it, there was a scene where there was a girl fight between Michelle Rodriguez, huge shock, because that's all she does in every single movie is fight somebody, another girl.
Comforting.
Yeah, comforting. Fought Charlize Theron, Oscar winner, also in that movie, and you're like, okay, great. And then they have this fight, and she's going to escape, and she gets to the top of the thing, and it's freezing cold. And then the lower third just says Antarctica. And I'm like, come on, dude. How did these two bitches get to Antarctica?
Right.
And then who saves them at the end? A submarine comes up out of the ground and explodes all the iceberg. Like, I don't even know how it cut through the ice.
The submarine comes out of the water?
No, it comes up through the ice. Itself breaks the ice in half.
What is the propulsion?
I there's no propulsion. It just looks like it was so heavy and big that it broke the ice on its own.
Huh?
Amazing to see. And in Antarctica, as freezing as it is, the top of that pops open.
Right.
Guess who it is? It's fucking Gal Gadot.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
Wonder Woman.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
do
I
you
am.
Want my pussy? Yeah, like whatever she says all the time. Is that her line?
No.
This is my pussy.
No.
That's not it?
No.
Okay. Whatever it is. She popped out of there. John Cena was in it.
Of course.
You know, gave his life up for the kid, for the 8-year-old who could drift.
It's on brand.
All of it, dude. And it even made me like John Cena. I'm not a big John Cena fan.
What's your problem with John Cena?
Eh.
Literally, what has he ever done to you?
Not to us. So Josh Wolf worked with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Uh-huh.
Freddie was hired by the WWE to teach the wrestlers personalities and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And I guess John Cena flipped out in the meetings and was just like, fuck these people.
Fuck
he
who?
Doesn't have time for that shit.
That's
he's
exactly
too
what
busy.
He said.
Fuck who?
Yeah.
Who's he saying? Fuck who?
All the young wrestlers who are there to learn about, you know, how to create a personality and persona and all that shit.
He fucking doesn't have time for that.
He's too busy setting world records.
Literally being like
terminally ill
the
children.
Best. Sorry, he was too busy going to every hospital room of every child with cancer ever.
You don't find
it. Oh, what a dick, though. No, you're right.
You don't find it odd he never wanted to have his own child? It was just like, all right, cool.
do I find it odd?
Yeah.
There's people like that.
Yeah, there's people. There's people that
He was dating that girl, the Bella chick, forever. And then he got snipped on his own and she found out about it later. And she's like, yo, what the fuck, dude? Like, we're supposed to get married and have kids. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I just want to have a career.
I'd rather be an uncle.
Yeah. She was like, well, I got to get the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I like John Cena in this movie. It was like, I enjoyed all
of it. Welcome to the party where everyone likes John Cena. But anyway.
No, that's not true.
I'll take a poll, but it's
okay. Yeah, you should. Actually, tell us in the chat if you like John Cena.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't really like John Cena.
What's wrong with him?
We're all the same on this. He's not a great actor, but dude, it is what it is.
He was kind of towards the tail end of when I watched wrestling. Wasn't a big fan.
I'm with you. I love all that, though. I like the song. It's one of the best intro songs there is. So I'll give him that. Time's up. My time is now.
Wow.
You can't see me? Yeah.
I'm blindsided right now.
In case you forgot.
I am blindsided.
I'll turn your ass over for that 3-second tan, dude. That's John Cena's song.
Yeah.
But once it all clicked in last night, I really enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, shit, dude. And to the point where our kids, when they woke up this morning, they were like, Dad, can we go back and see the car crash movie again? And I'm like, yeah.
Before you could answer, I go, yep. Dad would love to. He loved it. He'll take you every day.
Yeah.
No problemo. You're like, yeah, yes.
I enjoyed it more than any fucking Marvel movie I've seen in the last year, and I've had to see all of them. It's way beyond that.
Right.
Jason Momoa's character is so ridiculous and over the top that you're just like, oh my God, dude, I'm in. The whole thing was so ridiculous that I'm in. It was an expensive St. James, Street James movie. It was great. So yes, I'm going back. I will go back to Fast X,
yeah.
And go
where
see
do you
again.
Go from Fast X though, as far as like the number?
Well, this was supposed to be the last one, and then they got the tracking numbers, and they were like, "Ah, shit, we should probably throw a scene in after the credits now because there's going to be more of these."
Furious XXX.
You can't go triple X, right?
Oh.
Fast 1-1.
Well, no, Vin Diesel already owns triple X.
No, I get that.
So
yeah,
he owns that.
Just kind of blend the two universes together. Who cares?
Yeah. Why not? Why not at this point? Who gives a shit?
There's only one thing left for them to do. Fuck the Triple X universe. Like, Vin Diesel needs to start, as whatever, Dom needs to start piloting Transformers.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm.
To go to space?
Wherever.
Yeah.
I think they will have to go to space next.
Kind of stuck. So there was submarines in this one in Antarctica.
So they've gone?
They've been to all the continents.
Underwater.
Yeah, there were... And it's even the transitions to the next scene. They were like, man, I get to plan the next heist. All right, well, it's in Rome, so we're going to Rome. And that was just the line. That was just the only dialogue. And then boom, hard cut to Rome, the streets of Rome. And I was like, oh, is that it? Like,
what about a hard reset? What if we go back to stealing DVD players?
Oh, from like the beginning ones?
Yeah.
You can't really do that anymore.
What if
they got into quantum computing, which. You know, Dr. Michio Kaku was on the show talking about, so I was surprised they were even going there. Pete Davidson showed up for a scene in the movie, too.
Oof.
Nothing but respect to my man.
For no reason whatsoever.
What if we do, Bob, what if we do a stage production, like a musical?
Oh, I would love that.
Right?
Of Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
They did it. There was a high school or a middle school or something that did it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I want Vin Diesel singing.
Yeah, I want
the want all the characters and we want the, like... We want them to be like wearing their cars, almost like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, that'd be great. And they're just kind of move around.
But like really good quality, not like a cardboard situation, like a really good.
Yeah. I want to see a cardboard sitch.
School already did that.
Do it like a Wes Anderson play. You know what I'm like? Have Wes Anderson do Fast and Furious where they have the vintage cars.
No, just Fast and Furious, but Les Mis, right? Like where you see Russell Crowe and. Hugh Jackman sing.
Hugh Jack City. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Has she been in one of those things? I feel like she's been in one
she
of those.
She was in Les Mis.
No. I think of Fast and Furious.
Hopefully. I mean,
it's so hard to know. Jason Statham was in it last night as well. I mean, there was just so many fucking people.
Well, he's either Hobbs and or Shaw, I forget.
Shaw, I believe.
Yeah. There was a sweet fight scene. Yeah. Paul Walker was in the first 5 minutes of the movie. like nothing happened. Oh, the daughter. His daughter. So we said we would get to the kids. So Jessie told me this story about her working in a restaurant.
In Santa Barbara.
Yeah, and you used to serve Paul Walker.
School, and he would come, it was like this breakfast place, like kind of healthier breakfast place. And he would come in with who I thought was his daughter.
Yep.
Come in all the time.
Yep.
Him and his daughter.
Not his daughter.
Wasn't
guys.
His daughter.
No, daughter's a little older.
Yeah, not his daughter.
No, but this was a while ago, right?
Right.
This was the actual
and
girlfriend.
I thought it was his 16-year-old, 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah. It was just the 16-year-old he was dating in
real
life. It was
the girlfriend.
Now,
and he was always very cagey and very, you know, and didn't ever look like how I thought Paul Walker would look, right? He's kind of just like a gangly, skinny, hippie-looking dude.
Yeah.
In real life.
In real life. Well, he did marry the 16-year-old. They have,
right.
They have a child. She's 24, and she was also in the movie last night.
The child.
Yes.
Not the wife.
Correct. So the child is now 24. And so the daughter.
Oh, the child's 24. Okay.
Yeah, the daughter, her name is Meadow. She was in the movie last night as well. I mean, it really is about family. It's all family.
How old's the mom?
Mom's got to be probably 41 is my guess now. Yeah, 41, 42, probably tops.
Meadow Rain Walker.
Is it Rain?
Rain.
Damn, dude.
So like I said, just a gangly kind of hippie dude
naming
his kid Meadow Rain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In Santa Barbara.
He surfs. Look,
he likes fast cars.
He loves to surf.
Yes.
And he likes underage girls. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there like that. Good for Paul.
Right. It doesn't sound horrible.
It doesn't, you know.
Do you know what I mean? What a life.
Doesn't affect the movies at all or his legacy. Nobody's even said anything about it.
So we can't decide who's doing it right.
Do you think he ever taught his girlfriend how to drift when she was getting her
driver's license?
Yeah.
I think you had to be 18 in California at that time.
Maybe her permit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that permit.
I think that's what happened. He was like, hey, babe, check this out. I'm going to show you how to drift. He went by himself first.
You go to the test
and crashed.
Drift into
Jesse.
Your,
and
yeah,
he died,
parking spot.
Right?
He drifted to heaven.
He drifted right to heaven.
He did. R.I.P. R.I.P. Paul Walker.
Drift into a parking spot?
Yeah, just right at Whole Foods. That's impressive.
Do you know how to do that?
Do I?
No.
Oh, no. I can't drift.
When's the last time you parallel parked?
A lot.
Recently.
I parallel park a lot, yeah.
Recently.
Yeah,
That's
one of my hidden talents. I can parallel park like
if he has the best camera.
You don't really have to do it here.
True.
Yeah.
It's not like the city.
Because even my
like
neighbor, because we were at my neighbor's, they had a bash for the opening of their company. And he was like, Jesus Christ, man, that's unbelievably impressive. And I was like, yeah, it's a hidden trick from college. We were doing college all the fucking time. So.
And you dented your car. But...
What's that? I did not dent any cars whatsoever.
Okay.
Jesse, I mean, your mouth today, honestly.
I'll walk you out and show you if you want.
No, the car's fine. That's from an employee. We can get to that on another day, friends.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Nick did it. I'll just say it. He's not here. So, yeah. I love him, but, you know, hey, I'm sorry. I'm like, I know, dude. I know.
Oh, sweet. Sweet, Nick.
I love Nick. I love Nick. It was an accident, and it was at the, what was the place? What was that coffee shop underneath us at the old place? La Creme? Cafe Creme?
Coffee creme.
$20 bagel.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know who
$20 bagel.
By the way,
do you know who I found out
me
from?
Me too. Who?
The owner. He came up to me and he goes, hey, man.
Hey, man.
The guy hit the foundation and he goes, I'm willing to paint the thing, but he goes, it's your car. I'm worried about it. I was like, oh, fuck. It's a company car, so it's not like I really give a shit that much. But
yeah, for sure.
If it was my own personal Kia, I would be so pissed off. If it was my Kia that I loved.
Oh, your Kia Soul?
Yeah, my Kia Soul, my neon green Kia Soul that is the love of my life, then yes, I would be angry about it.
Right.
But, you know, you live and learn from shit like that. And I learned a lot last night. Vehicle identification number, Diesel is awesome. And he's doing life right, and we're all a bunch of fucking losers. Way to hang on to a franchise for 20 fucking years, by the way. When they flash back to it, it was 2000 fucking... One. 2001, dude.
Let me put it this way. The towers were still standing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. Pre-9/11.
Damn.
I think you got to put it up there with Star Wars at this point.
Or do they? Is that what they do for the 20th anniversary of... Oh, no, we've already had it. 25th anniversary of 9/11. do they do it and go back in time? And then they, him and Paul Walker, save the towers from going down.
I think so. I think essentially what's the scene is this essentially.
Mm-hmm.
The first plane is going at the tower, right? And, you know, the guys, the terrorists, they're in the cockpit and they're all cocky about it. You know, they're all like, ah, we've done it.
Yeah.
And then, okay, boom, this fucking car. We just cut to Vin Diesel in his car, you know, on the roof. And he's like, not so fast or whatever. Cranks that fucking, you know,
car launches. Hits the ground, takes the plane out. Yeah. Yeah. So the people in the plane still die.
Yeah.
But the towers are fine.
Yeah.
Towers are fine. Oh. And then we cut to the Pentagon. Now, this is the funny part, right? Because this is where those jokesters, Tyrese and Ludacris, are. They're the B teams at the Pentagon.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And they're all bickering at each other. And, you know, Tyrese is, some hot girl catches his attention.
Sure.
And the plane, he forgets about the plane coming at the Pentagon. It happens.
Right. Yeah.
But Ludacris gets on the keyboard real quick because he's a hacker and he's able to do some computer magic. Uh-huh. And then Tyrese gets in his car and knocks it out of the way.
Yeah, but there's no plane, right? So they accidentally set off a rocket launcher and that's what actually hits the Pentagon.
Oh, I like that too.
I like that too. And they will find a way that like Vin Diesel with the car gets... Like all the people can jump out the slide onto the car.
Yep. Very,
right?
Yep.
And then they all fall onto like some kind of, they're all in the water fine.
Well, last night he took two helicopters, had shot harpoons into the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to lift up the car.
Mm-hmm.
And Vin Diesel was able to speed up. It kind of jolted the helicopters and then he turned real fast.
Uh-huh. And they... caught in their own.
Correct. And then they bashed together into fire. And he brought down two helicopters. That was rad. And then they had him pinned in. And it was like the Hoover Dam where you're going down. And, you know, Vin's only option was, he goes, you should have took the car.
Right. And he just jumped.
With the 8-year-old. He's got the 8-year-old in the passenger seat.
Grabs,
he
jumps.
Drove down the Hoover Dam and launched it into the water.
Dude, so fucking good, dude. It's so good. But anyway.
Anyway, I'm all in.
We love
and
it.
And I love it. We I love you, Vin Diesel. Come... I apologize for making fun of you over the years. I just got it last night, and I'm in. I'll go see it again. Marvel has been dog shit.
How DC many did
has
it
been
take?
Dog shit.
How many did it take for Ross to like? How
10.
Many are we on?
10.
This is 10?
10.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 10th one, it clicked in for me.
Right before the end, you're like, I really like this.
That's fine. But I'm going to go back now and enjoy the catalog. Yeah.
You got to watch it in the proper order.
Well, I've already seen the first two. I saw the first one in theaters. The second one, we were watching something. Cole Hauser was in it. That was what brought me to it, was Cole Hauser. Hey, babe. Let's go fucking steal some cars, babe. So I watched that one, and then after that, I was all done. I couldn't get back into it, but now I'm all in.
Right.
And I'm a fast fan.
Well, they're lucky to have you as a fan.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's super nice. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that today.
Yeah. Your fandom will make or break the franchise, I believe.
Probably.
They're happy that because you're into it, they now get to make another one. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stamp of approval. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How old is a vehicle... Identification number? How old is he? Is he 56? Bob? Because last night, he still looked pretty fucking good.
55.
You know, he's not driving that speed limit, baby. Huh? But he still looked good last night.
Yeah.
And I think he could go another 5 years. Kudos to him for even attempting to stay in that form of shape for 30 fucking years. I know that's been a sticking point for actors who've had to play the same character for years like that, but at least he gave it a shot. And the way they cut out his shit and oiled up his arms and everything, like,
oh, yeah.
he's still doing it.
Yeah.
You said you saw him on a red carpet the other night for the premiere.
Yeah, he's...
Do you have a pic, Bob? Can you pull up the red carpet? We're on Patreon.
He's got like a bomber jacket on. You could tell he's a little bit larger, but jolly and having a great time.
He should be.
And rolling in the dough.
He should be.
So I think it was either that or he was doing something for Charlize. They were at some like fundraiser she couldn't make it because I guess COVID's still something that you can't get.
Nope. No. Are they still
anyway,
doing that?
Anyway, maybe this one. It almost looks like a red flame. I feel like it might be in the middle.
Oh, let's see. Oh, that middle one right there?
The middle one.
That's Cena.
No,
that's
like
John
over.
John Cena. Can you see him in that pic? Nailed it.
In the grid, the middle. Okay. That one, yeah. You were just on it.
Well, I don't. This one?
No. Third from the right,
the
fourth from the right.
Right next to that one.
Just give a number count from the right or left.
We're not finding this.
Where is it? He looks too dark in that. That's weird.
No, that's not it.
That's weird. Go back. Just pick it out. Which number from the right or left? I want to see it. Now I have to see this because you've been talking about it.
It's smack dab in the middle of that grid right now that you have.
What are you? I just showed you the same one.
I'm going to get up.
I can't. No, I can't see. This is stupid.
This one?
I can't really see, but that one.
This one?
Down. Ross, that one.
This one right here.
Yeah, but Bob can't see what you're doing.
I have no idea what you're pointing at.
Now I got to know.
I can't
it's
see
just a
very.
Movie poster,
I can't see.
This one? This is a movie poster.
He was at a gala red carpet for Charlize Theron a couple nights ago. It's no big deal.
It is a big deal.
No, it's not.
It is a huge.
There you go. I got it.
Huge fucking deal, dude.
No,
the show will not go on until we see this pic of Vin Diesel.
Oh, no,
dude.
That's Fast
that's
and Furious 8.
Oh, that's 8,
he's
baby.
He's wearing bomber jackets all the time, apparently.
That's Vin Diesel, guys. It's bomber jackets. That's what we get in this life with Vin Diesel. We get
this
bomber jackets.
With your flames.
What do we got, Jesse? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
there we go. Right, fucking
okay.
Shit.
So, you see him here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, our title sponsor, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. What do you think that savings is right now?
Well, it can't be 50, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 50%
still?
Off. 50% off. That's the bundle package. If you get the adjustable base and the mattress combined together, you get 50% off at GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Most popular version is the Split King. Comes with two remote controls instead of one. You believe that?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
No, me neither. But they're doing it. Now, if you're at home and you're saying, hey, Ross, I've already got the adjustable base. Is there anything else? Do I get any savings for a mattress, sheets, pillows, anything like that? Yes, you do. Pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. You're going to get 40% off everything in the entire store. It's the mattresses. That's the sheets. That's just the adjustable base. If you want that by itself, that's the pillows, that's the covers, that's the weighted blankets. It's all 40% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Stock up the cart as high as it'll go. Pop in that promo code Drinking Bros. You're going to get 40% off there. And when you check out, you're going to see a nice little box at the bottom of the screen that asks you if you want a 3-year pay a year. Go program, no interest, as long as you have decent credits.
And in these times, if you can get no interest,
yes,
take it.
Love it.
Live it, love it.
Because that's what's important in this life. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. So you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20-25 a month. Head on over to GhostBed.com/drinking bros today. Last but not least, we got HardAFSeltzer.com, JB's 8% seltzer. Floating around out there in the world, we got the peach, we got the blue razz, you got the watermelon, you got the pina colada. Let's go. We're in over 200 stores in Tennessee and Florida. Jesse, where's your favorite city to have a hard AF seltzer in?
It's a toss-up.
Miami?
Between Miami's and Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
It's a toss-up.
Frugal McDougal's up there in Nashville. Total Wines. We're in every single Total Wines in the state of Tennessee and Florida. So if you're out there, just pop that in your old store locator there on hardafseltzer.com. Just put your city or your zip, and it'll take you right to the closest store. Or if you're out there listening and you're saying, oh, what was it? It was Total Wines. Okay. We're everywhere down there. Thank you, Miami. Right outside the Marlins Stadium. Speaking of the Marlins, we're inside the Marlins Stadium. We are the official hard seltzer of the Miami Marlins, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer team out there. So you can have a nice, cool, refreshing 8% seltzer right from the comfort of your own seat inside of those stadiums this summer. Enjoy. Drink up. Now, if you're like the rest of us dummies, especially us here in Texas, we don't have it here yet. It's coming. It's coming to three more states July 1st, too. We'll be happy to tell you about that. But in the meantime, we ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. We ship by a case. See, 24 cans or two cases. And you're going to save $10 off on shipping. It really helps us, and it really helps support the show. So go to hardafseltzer.com today and get some 8% seltzer shipped right to your doorstep. It's a tough angle. When you shoot from a side like that.
I'm just telling you, no matter what angle they got him at, he definitely looked. And it was fine.
I'm glad that she proved the monitor theory to me.
But he was covering it up.
They kind of did him dirty, though. They shot up and underneath and from the side.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was fine. He didn't look like bad, but he's not out in a wife beater anymore. But he covers it up.
Yeah.
He's okay.
They did him dirty in that
pick. He's 55. Yeah.
He's 55.
It's fine.
55. I still don't do him dirty like that, dude. He's doing too much for the world right now.
I'm telling you,
protect
he looked like this in every, like in the interviews and everything. You were like, okay, you're bigger and it's okay.
Protect the brand, dude. Protect
and also, he's one of those where like you can't really tell. You're like, if you have that big jacket on, like, is it muscle? Is it not? You know?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Glasses.
They did him dirty in this.
He's keeping it up.
What is he, Italian?
Nobody knows. And that's the beauty of Vin Diesel. That's why he crosses over to everything, because he looks like he's every nationality in one. He could be a light-skinned black guy like Drake. He could be Italian. He could be Moroccan. Could be Egyptian. Could be a Middle Eastern guy. No one really
fucking knows, dude.
And that's why that's the magic
of
Vin Diesel.
When you look up Vin Diesel's nationality, it just says American.
Yeah, he is American.
Is that pop?
He was born in the United States.
I know, but like, okay.
Jesse, there's a lot of Asians that live here that were born here. You know, they're Americans too.
I'm just saying.
He was raised by his white mother and an adoptive African-American father.
But not his father.
Not his father.
Yeah. Diesel has stated that he is of ambiguous ethnicity. His mother is English, German, and Scottish, though, which is as white as it gets. He's never met his biological father.
No need. Same with LeBron James.
Same with Mike Tirico, who says he's Italian.
Really?
Yeah, he's always on record saying he's Italian.
Weird.
He also says that he believes his parents' relationship would have been illegal in parts of the United States due to anti-miscegenation laws. He was born in 1967.
Whoa.
So
he was born 3 years after the Civil Rights Act was passed.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I guess maybe there is a couple states.
He was born in the middle of Nam.
Literally, yeah. He's old as fuck.
Fuck. Man. No wonder he cares about family so much, you know, Jesse?
Right. Right.
Man. We've learned a lot today.
We really have.
This is fucking great.
This is great. So speaking of trying to just keep looking young, keep it going.
Yeah.
Right?
What a transition. Yeah.
You're welcome. We got out of the Fast Furious. So this multi,
did we? I don't think we did.
No, you're going to go tonight.
I'm going to take my family again.
Multi-millionaire entrepreneur infused himself with blood from his 17-year-old son in a quest.
No, he is a billionaire, unfortunately.
Oh, he's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah. I thought that wrong.
He sold a company.
The headline says multi-millionaire.
Well, he sold a company that sold to PayPal for $800 million. So that was one transaction. I'm sure he's had, you know,
multiple transactions.
With blood from his 17-year-old son in a quest to stay young forever. There's a couple pictures.
Yeah, let's get the reveal here.
I would like to show. Yeah, what do you thinking this guy looks like? What do you think it's doing for him?
All right, so I hate to go back to this.
Close your eyes, by the way? I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, you need to close your eyes.
I'll close my eyes.
Brian Johnson, 45.
There's a guy in, I hate to go back to it, in Fast and Furious. I don't know his name. Blonde guy wrestler.
You're putting that up.
Yep.
Blonde guy wrestler, and I think he's a wrestler. I'm not really sure. We're gonna have to look up his name, but he had a grayish beard, and he was kind of shredded and jacked, and looked pretty sweet for his age. But I'm like, dude, how old are you?
No,
no,
okay. He must be okay. Clean.
Just no.
What
Brian,
the fuck is going on?
Okay, so in the middle,
whoa,
in the middle,
is what Biden
is Brian Johnson? He's 45 years old. I would like to say I expected him to look a little bit better because he has a blood boy and he's a billionaire. But
that
anyway,
picture's actually doing him justice.
He also gave his blood to his father. Yeah. So now he's kind of completing this.
So these three are essentially family related men are swapping fluids with each other to stay young forever.
Why are they all wearing wet wife beaters? Why are the wife beaters wet?
Well, I don't know if you expected someone like this to be just normal, but
it's a theme for a photo shoot.
Yeah, Ross.
Let me just stop you right there. How often do you bust into a kitchen and ask the chef what he's doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
A
lot, surprisingly. Yeah. Like, hey, dude, this isn't a family pic where you're just kind of chilling. You're like, oh, shit. Is there a photographer here today? Man, this is what
we're
doing.
He's calling it a trigenerational.
All right.
Trigenerational blood exchange.
So how old is the guy again?
45.
45.
He spends $2 million a year on his body.
Son is 17. Father is 70.
Well, the dad looks sad. He looks older than 70.
He looks 45.
Well, he's like
his son looks 17. I don't know if it's working.
I don't think this is working for these guys.
His diet's like all vegetables, really. And tries to eat like less than 2,000 calories a day.
I mean, most people do if they're trying to stay in shape. But so
on vegetables and like beans.
Yeah, that's not great. And that toilet's got I bet you that toilet's running for its life too every single morning where it's just like, oh, please, dude.
So here's the three of them, I guess, probably right before a fluid swap.
They're getting all bagged up there.
Yeah. And so
we're on Patreon. Pull up his Instagram.
Plasma.
Let's pull up some of these videos.
Yeah, let's see his fucking vids. What's his name? What's this guy's name?
Brian Johnson. Good luck finding.
Brian Johnson.
The one Brian Johnson.
There's only one out there. I've never pretty
should be easy.
Pretty rare name, Brian Johnson. Yeah, let's see these vids. Are they hooking up blood on the Instagram and all that shit? Because I mean, I would say at this point, do it. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a full fucking shot of that. Put that up.
Yeah,
that's even creepier.
Why is
he holding his dick?
The caption makes it even
worse.
Why
is the dad holding him like
divided
this?
By the mind, united by biology. Yeah. Oh, gross. Look at that, dude. Look. Oh,
It's working for the dad, for the grandpa. Huh?
Why would you put him in that wife beater there and make him sit on the tree stump?
Because that's their theme.
Yeah, he's trying to stop his age.
Yeah, but it's not gonna make him look good. Have the son sit on the tree stump.
He doesn't care about people looking good. He cares about the symmetry and the theme. This is very important stuff.
It's not. It's about looking hot and young.
Well, it makes him look better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 And it kind of seems like that's what he cares about.
But no offense, that looks like a normal 45-year-old man. So what are we doing here? Like, why spend $2 million to look normal?
Exactly. So I think he just started, right? And he's trying to stop the aging process kind of now.
I think so.
Again, he doesn't look
great. I don't know if he's
great.
Benjamin Button in this situation, but
I don't know possible, right? But you can definitely like keep yourself at a certain. So in April, the trio, which we will call them, visited Resurgence Wellness, a futuristic-looking medical spa in Arlington, Texas. Texas?
What's up, dude?
We could all do it.
Let's go get some blood.
So he got a liter of his own blood removed, about a fifth of the blood in his entire body, and separated into parts.
Perfect.
Plasma.
Yeah.
And then reinfused the plasma into his father. Brian Johnson then donated a liter of blood products to his 70-year-old father. But then no one donated blood back to the 17-year-old. So he's just like getting...
He's frail.
He's just getting depleted. And then the two older guys are just like getting the blood.
Well,
I think there's a lot of...
The blood will come back.
There's a lot of relationships that I think exist where two older guys just wear out a young... Maybe thinner is the way to put it.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Liberace on HBO?
For sure.
They just wear him out, and then he'll be fine. He'll recover.
He wore out Matt Damon's asshole in that movie, Michael Douglas.
Right.
All right, play this.
They hear rich person spending millions trying to be like 18. They look at my face and they say, that's not an 18-year-old. It's not working. But they don't know how to think through maybe there's other ways to assess whether this thing is working. For example, looking at DNA methylation patterns or any other measurement. But they just, most people don't think that way. The drawback is some people look at that and they say, it's snake oil. It's a sham. It's not true. Because with their eyes, they can't connect with my face. We're trying to correct for it. Basic age marker. So people look at me and they say, okay, like I'm open. What's going on here? People.
All right. So first things first, $2 million can't fix his lisp.
Right.
And that's disappointing because when you are a billionaire like that and you have a lisp, I can't take you seriously no matter how much money you've made in this life. So he didn't get like Dr. Swears or anything like the, you know, the learning, speaking, shit.
Let's see
to get rid
one
of the
too,
lisp.
Bob.
And by the way, still looks 45. Like, you know, looks he looks good. Like, okay.
Dietary anti-aging regimen. Could I demonstrate neutralizing my aging? Not doing full reversal, but just a 1 year of chronological time passes and my biological age stays the same. Could I do that? Ooh. And that's what I've been doing for the past year.
I mean, he's getting face peels
using
and shit.
The best science and a team of world-class doctors trying to do all the appropriate interventions to neutralize my aging process. If I were to...
It's a crazy, right? But, like, there are ways to test if it worked, right, Bob? If you're, like, biologically,
He's like, if you measure certain things in my DNA, and, I mean, there is a
I
way...
I will say, like, if people are able to tell how old someone is from DNA or whatever, then... he could theoretically show that it's working by showing that every year he still is, the marker still says 45. It's possible.
It's possible, but let's face it. If you put Halle Berry through this test, who's in her, what, 50s, late 50s right now?
Mm-hmm.
Still, she hasn't aged in 30 fucking years. Like, I'm guarantee she's not injecting.
Can you see, Bob?
Well, maybe maybe she is injecting blood in herself.
How do you see, how can you tell someone's biological age from?
From their looks?
No.
So for me, I think it should go on pure vanity and vanity alone. Where if you
no,
look
I
at
wasn't
some, like
asking
if
I, that.
But here's the thing. If you look at this guy, he looks like a 45-year-old dude. So what's the point?
Okay, so he just said, and then I'm just saying to you what he's trying to do,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't really understand before, and taking the kid's blood. Fucking weird. But what he's trying to do is find out biological markers, having them test, like, if you could see, mm-hmm. like, how old he is right now, and if he can do all these, you know, innovative things, different, you know.
Stay the same age.
And or when like they check in 2 years to see how old biologically and however they're checking, it will still say 45. Do you know what I mean? Or would still be like, oh, this is the...
like his blood test and everything else show...
blood test or biological markers or DNA, whatever, where they can say, oh, wow, like, you may look... or maybe you look the exact same, but if you were to die and someone were to check, like, how old you were,
mm-hmm.
you were actually 55, but you're... everything biologically is telling us that you were 45.
It's a waste of time to me. A waste of time, money, the amount of hours you have to do for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Holy I mean... all the shit that he was hooked up to.
What else is he gonna do?
What else? He's just like a rich ass fucking weirdo.
But
what
this
else?
Is what happens, dude. You get $1 billion and you start doing bullshit like this that
you
doesn't
live forever.
Work. But look, it's looks at that point too. Like the
Project Blueprint. That's
same,
what he's working on.
But there's nobody out there like a 20, let's say a Paul Walker ish age, appropriate.
But he's doing this too late, right? Like, he started
yes.
at 45.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So and that's my
looks,
point.
But if he looks the same when he's 85, I think it works.
Yes, but he's going to have to look the same because right now the grandpa still looks like everybody else's goddamn grandpa out there. You know, fat, sitting on a log in the middle of the forest with no shoes on.
The grandpa just started too.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what the point of the grandpa situation
yeah,
is, but...
that's what are we going to do with gramps at that age?
And then, like, at what cost? Like, your kid is just, like, totally depleted of blood? Or maybe
no
you put maybe you go even further and then, like, a little kid's blood, you know, is put into the 17-year-old and we're all just like...
fuck yeah, we're injecting toad blood into each other's arms and
right.
figuring that out, you know?
Now,
I'm a tadpole.
I'll
be a toad one day.
One thing I'm worried about is that Mr. Johnson... may not be being like super honest about the results. And I just want to read you this post. You can show the picture too if you want. Read you the caption.
Who the fuck
is
that?
Why are they fucking naked with each other all the time?
Damn it, man. Why are they constantly hugging each other from behind?
Because there's definitely some other shit going on.
Yes, there is.
Right.
There is.
Also, all their nails are painted like gray.
Yeah, and he still looks fucking 45 or older in this picture.
They're all painted gray?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got paint on the nails. See it?
Okay.
Anyway, his son, whose name is Talmadge.
What? The kid's name is Talmadge?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Christ.
Super normal fucking name.
Brian
like, I don't get
Johnson
it. Brian
decided
Johnson
to name his kid Talmadge.
Talmadge Johnson?
Talmadge Johnson.
I'm just going to
read
you. I'm just going to read to you something that definitely happened verbatim.
Okay.
One day, Talmadge and I were outside playing soccer when he paused and said, Dad, now keep in mind, this is a teenager.
Sure.
Teenager.
The 17-year-old said this to him verbatim.
Okay.
Dad, I appreciate you playing with me.
Whoops.
As an adult, I imagine that there are other things that you may prefer to be doing. Thanks for playing with me anyways. I love this.
Oh, Talmadge.
And then, wait, hang on. But he says, the dad goes on to say, Talmadge has always been this thoughtful. This nurturing of our relationship. In response, I told them there was not a single thing in existence that I would rather be doing and to be with him, no matter what we are doing.
Seems like a pretty normal dad.
It seems like he bathes still with his 17-year-old son.
Yeah,
well, it seems like he doesn't understand just like normal.
He draws a hot bath, and him and his son. Who knows who gets in the front? Who knows who gets in the back?
Yeah. Just
and they sit in the tub together.
Replace we were playing soccer with we were bathing together.
We were bathing together, and he said, "Son, I'm all out of Duke Cannon." Well, don't worry. I've got natural saliva to wash your
skin
off
with. And I'm sure there's probably something else you'd rather be doing, Dad.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just rather be sitting in a warm bath with you, Dad, at 17 years old. Definitely don't want to go to prom or have a girlfriend or any of the cool shit that we were supposed to get out of you being a billionaire and swapping blood and all that shit. I definitely want to be in this bathtub with you that you've drawn for us. This warm, lukewarm bath. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Talmadge.
Yeah.
Talmadge? My God, dude.
Talmadge,
when do you get that far out of touch with life? Is it that? Is it the money? Like, what is it?
It's
got to be. His name is Brian Johnson, for Christ's sakes.
What's this?
That's just another thing. His whole, you know what his whole vibe is? It's not good.
Oh, boy.
His whole vibe is
Gattaca.
It's Michael Fassbender in Prometheus.
Yeah. He does look a little bit, too.
Yeah. He doesn't have that
but
hog,
it's,
though.
It's,
that
yeah.
Fassbender hog.
It's Gattaca vibes. It's fucking...
Gattaca! What, James? That's, you know?
Now, this does not look like the face of an 18-year-old, but it does look... If you told me this was the face of someone who's been alive for 3,000 years, I'd believe that.
It also looks like a lesbian tennis player,
though,
too.
It could be either...
Like a mixed double sitch.
Look at his, like, futuristic... Gosh.
Look at his fridge. It looks like a bunch of Petri dishes.
Yeah, why is he...
What outfit is that? Is that overalls with a wife beater over the top of it mixed in with another mesh thing that went over the top of all of that?
No, it's just like different textures of mesh meshed together.
That's a lot. That's a lot for one body, you know? Or is that part of it? Like, you got to sleep in that too? It's either mesh or you're shirtless. You got to let the skin breathe.
I mean, what did the one drop... Lady say, first they make fun of you, then they call you crazy, then they, what is it?
Then they call Talmadge, and they say, get in the room, take off all your clothes, give us some blood, and then we'll draw a warm bath.
Right.
And I'll sit behind you.
Right.
I don't think Talmadge gets to sit behind the father in the bathtub.
Oh, look at this. Bob put that one up.
What the fucking shit is this, dude? Come on, man. Come on, man. He looks old as shit.
He really does. He looks like sickly and old.
Yes.
Like, stop taking blood from your son.
He's jacked. Look at him barely trying to cover that cock.
But, like, he's not really jacked. He's just, like, doesn't eat.
Yeah. And he's got a man bun, too. This is everything I hate about this world. And that's where we're going, though. That's where it's all headed.
But, I mean,
we talk about people going into space and starting a new colony and all this other shit. Cool, but then we're all this. Like,
right,
he does
look very futuristic.
Yeah.
But then if it works.
But is it fun? Like that, none of what he's doing looks any fun whatsoever.
No, I'm saying the blueprint, the project blueprint that he's working on. If it were,
show me the blueprint.
You'll do it.
This is him getting a snack at night.
It's so fucking creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a creepier one for you, Bob. So we talked about Bezos getting engaged, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other day. I know her backstory because she was married to one of the most powerful agents in Hollywood, who was a great looking guy. His name is Patrick Weitzel. He's got Ben Affleck. He's got all the big boys. He's cool as shit. He's funny, super good looking and young. And then she swapped out of that and went to Bezos, right? So you can pop up that pic there. There's the two of them on the boat. Now, Bezos is taking steroids. That's fine. Like, just take steroids. You don't need to get a blood injected. Just take steroids, right? Way to go.
Yeah, that works.
You can kind of cover up everything, right? Or so I thought. So they've been on this vacation celebrating their engagement. Now, I did not fucking know this. Tony Gonzalez, one of the best-looking, greatest NFL players of all time, gave her a fucking baby. And they have a kid together. So on this
What do you mean gave her a baby?
Well,
they were married.
Were they married? I don't think he was, no. I don't think she was ever married to Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, she has two ex-husbands, one of which is Tony Gonzalez and the other is like some billionaire.
Well,
dude,
it's Patrick Weitzel. I know him, okay. I know, but will you look that up and make sure that they were married? I don't think Tony Gonzalez has ever gotten married.
Okay. So they just had a kid together.
I think so, right?
Okay.
So then they go, yeah, and pop up this pic, Bob.
Oh, so then they're all hanging out?
And then
he
ends up cucking them on the fucking engagement boats when they just get married. That's Tony Gonzalez right there, and I guess the kid was there as well, but, like, do you want the 6'6 fucking Hall of Fame tight end who was slamming your wife to be on the same boat with you? Congratulations on your engagements, and I'm gonna sit here and cuck you. Like, Tony Gonzalez, like, in real life, by the way, is just impressive, where you're just like, man, you're a specimen.
I believe it.
Great looking guy, and it's just, and there's nothing you can do. You're like,
looks
fuck.
You do not need to, you know,
sell you on that.
Yeah. But he's sitting there like that. Bezos is in a boot cut jeans,
yep,
a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
And just
pop it up. Look at underneath where they're baggy at the bottom.
Just kind of hiding behind. Look at those. That's a fun boot cut.
Yeah, they're fully clothed, and Tony's just decided to help himself to a pair of extra small bathing suits, so you can see his huge penis.
So they were together. They're fun. I mean, they're friends.
I'm not seeing that. I mean, maybe they dated, but his only.
Told you.
Maybe they did. I don't know. But
And I actually don't know if they have a kid, because she has two
kids.
They
have a child together. That's why he's there.
He has two kids.
With her. So he has a child with her, which is why he's there.
And then
is he on the Amazon game? Like the pregame?
Yes. Yes, he is.
There you go.
Fucking shit, dude.
It's all a transaction.
It's his boy.
Man.
Wow, dude. Well, fuck. Did Bezos just cuck him then?
He might have.
So yeah, he
my
did.
My mind is fucking blown today.
He did. Dude. He did date Tony Gonzalez. Did date this chick.
Yes, and then they had a child, and then the child was in the water, and they got invited to this thing. And
Bob won't say that they had a kid.
Yeah, they have a kid.
Okay.
Do you not know the story? Like,
yep.
He wouldn't.
He has a son for. Yeah, they have a son together.
Okay.
They have a son together.
But I'm thinking Bezos maybe cucked Tony.
Maybe. Now that we're getting to the bottom of this, yes, he's one of the hosts on Thursday nights. Did Bezos cuck fucking Tony? Shit.
I know. We always go after Bezos, and everything we go after him for, it just sounds cool.
Right? And then it backfires on us. It backfires on all of us.
He went to space in a cowboy hat. That sounds dope.
It's dope as fuck in a cock rocket.
In a cock rocket.
He built a rocket shaped out of his dream dick. What a dream white male dick would be like. He flew to space with a little cowboy hat on, just like Clint Eastwood in Space Cowboys.
He got jacked.
Took steroids.
Cool.
He took the biggest agent in Hollywood's wife.
And they were like friends and would hang out.
Yep.
She was friendly with his wife and everything. And he was just like, well, I will also take this.
And
thank you.
He's
I
trying
will
to
take
buy
this.
Sports teams.
Thank you.
Trying to buy. Well, he got blocked. He'll get one eventually. But then on top of it, he says, oh, cool, man. did you bone my future wife and have a child with her? Awesome. Guess what? Now you're going to fucking work for me. Because if I fire you, you have nowhere to go, Tony. Because Fox already got rid of you. Like, you've already lost one. Can't lose Amazon now, friend. So let's maybe tone it the fuck down, Tony. You can sit on my yacht and I'll wear my baggy jeans and
I think, yeah, you answer your own question. He's jumping off his mega yacht.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of all these billionaire dorks, I think he's doing it the best.
I think you're right. God damn it, dude.
It's not even close.
It's not even.
It's not like they, it's not like they chartered some yacht and they're all vacationing together. No, Bezos owns everything in that picture. Everything.
He might even own the photographer.
Picture.
And he is like almost the inverse of Elon Musk, right? Like, Bezos is just speaking softly and carrying a big fucking stick.
Yeah. He's got a fucking hog on him too, dude. That Bezos hog is real. Man, I didn't think Tony Gonzalez could ever be cucked. And now that's been disproven today. Holy shit.
Anyone can be cucked for the right amount of money, I think.
Yeah. 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 So with Homeboy wasting all of his time with blood and his children and drawing baths with grandpa and his son, this is what you should be doing with all of your money instead of the other fucking stupid shit where you're hooked up in a lab eating meals every day out of petri dishes.
Oh, you don't want to, you shouldn't be doing this, just taking pictures of yourself fucking orgasming in a photo studio.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Look at this clown dick.
Completely shaven, by the way.
Shorn. Shorn of the bone, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He
dude.
Does like I hate to keep bringing up Gattaca.
Yeah, Gattaca.
But I'll do it. He does like the Gattaca baths, you know, where they had to like scrub all of their cells off.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, dude. There's one billionaire versus another. Who's doing life better? Like the guy in the UV ray lights or is he playing basketball too?
I don't know if somebody with like a couple billion can compete. Even be in the same category as
probably
the
not.
Amount of billions.
Probably not.
It's like, what do you even call?
A one billionaire?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
know.
Oh, a couple of billionaires. It's like, even among them, there's got to be some like hierarchy of like,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's but you have one, but you're just a
you
one
have
billionaire.
Like two or three.
Yeah.
The prenup with my girlfriend is I give her $60 billion if we get a divorce.
Of what you're doing on social media, it's been very entertaining to read some of it. Some of the examples of the critiques you've received include, Brian, you are surely miserable. It would be hilarious if Brian got hit by a bus.
It would
Lol.
Be.
I'd rather die than eat that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, first, I love the trolls. I just get so much joy out of seeing their
Look at
comments.
His nails.
Stuff
are those his nails?
Is, I have more fun in life than I ever have in my entire life. And it just is almost incomprehensible of people. They say, if I can't drink late at night with friends and I can't stay out and I can't eat my donuts and pizza or I can't do these things I'm familiar with, I can't imagine it existing. And I say, I can't imagine existing like that now. I absolutely am having the most fun I've ever had in my entire life.
Don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't either.
Don't believe
well,
you.
Bezos is having the most fun of his entire life. That I believe.
Here's
this guy,
thing.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
He's acting like he is like, oh, well, I don't need those vices anymore. I'm just living life now. No, he found a new vice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
The only reason you need to talk about how you don't need it
and
is because you really, really want it.
Full circle, it's all about family.
Family!
Oh, yes.
Come
Look
on,
at this.
Baby.
Look at this. Family. Trigenerational blood donation.
Yeah, I would if it worked. I mean, seeing that guy, though, that doesn't do jack shit. He still looks like a 45-year-old dude. What the fuck's that going to do?
And also, it makes you really creepy. So, no thank you.
Yeah. And he's eating, you know,
he actually has like a yellowness
leaves.
To his skin. Am
a,
I
yeah.
not?
He looks jaundiced.
Yeah, is he jaundiced? I'm not, I don't know if it's a good thing.
Maybe he just got the transfusion earlier that morning and he had the Instagram shoot.
Well, he
right
shouldn't
afterwards.
Look jaundiced.
Do you think there's
he should days look very healthy?
He's like really sick, you know, and he's just like, Talmadge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talmadge.
Bring me my tea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's low energy quite a bit, yeah. to be honest.
Oh, Miss Havisham, like
sweet Talmadge.
No, he just likes
that. That's how, I bet you that's how he talks at night, like an old meemaw, you know, just calling out from the bedside.
Like a blackbird.
Yep, you can just hear, because he can't eat them, but you can hear the Werther's in the glass jar that he's just kind of toying with because he can't
no,
eat them.
No, he's just like, bring
Talmadge.
Me that pizza so I could
Talmadge.
Smell it while I eat these.
Who was doing that, Ryan Seacrest?
Just smelling food.
Yeah. And then he would lick it and then chew it and then spit it out. You want to go into that story?
I don't even think he chewed it, but I think he would like lick it.
No, he would chew it and taste it and then spit it out in a napkin.
Seems fine to me.
It's like a wine tasting, but with Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly. That all you're actually getting is the oil from it into your body. It sounds fine.
Oh, boy.
Sounds fine.
No, none of it's fine. It's not. None of it. None of it's fine at all.
I mean, who are we to say who's doing it right?
I guess.
I just feel a little bit bad for Talmadge.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm sure he's getting paid handsomely for bathing and giving blood.
If I'm him at this point, I hope that, like, for Talmadge's sake, I hope the dad dies and the grandfather dies. He inherits all the money and then gets fat as fuck.
Yeah, he just eats pizza and drinks with friends every
just
fucking
goes
night.
Full, like, Edward Furlong after, like, the Terminator and just was like, what?
Here yeah, dude.
Who cares? Talmadge, you know?
The more we
call
say
me
it,
Tal.
Yeah. The more you say it, I like that name.
No, it's awful. It's got to be a literary name, right? Wasn't there a famous literary character named Talmadge? I bet it's some.
There's
bullshit
no way
that,
to find out. There's no way wrote. To know.
It's from the ancient Anglo-Saxon. Yeah, it's just kind of an old name.
This is Bob saying something that, like,
yeah,
because he knows we're so dumb. He goes, oh, it's actually, and you go like,
no,
all
I
right,
to
cool.
Look it up.
He looked it up.
Fucking what Talmadge.
Yeah, it's not like that was on Bob's list
from,
for
like,
his
Catcher
own
in the
kids.
Rye or something, yeah. Talmadge.
That wasn't on Bob's list for his own kids. Well, there's going to be Rory or Talmadge. Which one right. do we have here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whew. I hope that guy gets, I hope he gets hit by a bus. I know everybody in the comments said that already, but I kind of do. And I hope the money goes to Talmadge. Because I hope the grandfather's with him. I don't want his goddamn grandfather drawing those baths, you know? I can tell you that much.
I think something will come out, maybe, because he's put himself way out there into the public
eye. I don't know
what's
going to happen with this.
And, you know, people start to look into stuff once you do that.
Yeah, I think we know which direction this is going.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a big, you know,
molestation.
Scandal. A scandal.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan, what do you think of his work here?
He's going to get molested.
Oh, God.
What is that, 225?
It appears to be 225. Like, he did one rep.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh, good for him.
All right. Leg press.
Oh, my God, he's like really so weak.
No. Anybody can do leg press.
Anybody can put a million plates on leg press.
He's only showing one.
Oh, boy. Just one rep? Is that all
one
he can
rep.
Do?
And he's got his ass on the...
And he's shaking.
Oh, That doesn't count.
No, he put up the numbers to tell you he's pretty above average.
He's not. This is all fucking nonsense.
Okay.
Nonsense.
No, he's here's the stats. He's very he's very above average. He's talking about his T score too, I guess. I don't know. Man, this guy's fucking.
Bob, did you see the video with Elon Musk on Molly that's circulating today?
I did not, but I'll happily find it.
Find that for us. He is out of his mind, just dancing, and I love it. I think we'll be able to play it because it's on Patreon.
Yeah,
whatever the music is.
Have you been on Molly?
Just type in Elon Musk dancing in Mexico, and it's on YouTube. It's a short, and he's having a real good time. His dancing is just what you would picture it would be. By the way, whatever you're picturing in your mind right now is exactly how he dances.
Yeah,
again,
I think I've seen it.
All right.
I mean, that is a Molly dance for sure.
Clearly losing his fucking shit right here.
No, he's just feeling it.
Yeah,
he just feels the music. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, he's not losing his shit.
That's just Molly.
He's just feeling good.
I love that CEOs now can just take Molly or who is the head of Finland, the prime minister of Finland. She was all jacked up on X, making out with dudes and shit. Like,
I know, but she lost the election.
Oh, did she lose?
Yeah, she's getting removed.
God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it, man. It's when the hot ones go. That's when you really
start
to
I don't know
care.
Why either. They're always, you know, ranked number one happiest people in the world. Why are they getting rid of their prime minister?
Everybody we've met there is super fucking happy, dude. We just got a package from Finland. Bob, do you have that? Is it right in front of you?
I have no idea.
There's three DVDs
he
that
wasn't
were
here
in it.
For that.
Oh, you left
it.
It was for Jack
the Pippi
Mandeville.
Longstocking.
Ah, listeners been asking about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
pop it up.
So we got the Pippi Longstocking.
It's on your desk. It was on your desk, the DVDs.
The Denmark.
It might have been moved. But we got Danish versions of Pippi Longstocking on DVDs.
Because I think that's the original.
And it was sent for Jack Mandeville.
Right.
I That he claimed it was the original, and it looked original to me. And we'll pop these up on screen here. But it also looks very frightening. I've never seen this before.
Do you want to give them to...
Yeah, Bob is fine right there. Okay. So, I mean, look at that.
I can't really
looks
see
like
that.
A sexual nightmare there for Pippi. Pippi Longstocking looks like she's in blackface there, kind of. Like, that's super weird.
No, but it's definitely ginger face.
Yeah, right? They redded her up.
Yeah.
And then there's someone named...
They redded her up.
Emil Fralonaberg.
Big fan of his work. I loved Emil's work in the early 90s. After that, it kind of tailed off.
Sure.
He played a character called Talmadge.
Follow
Me Down
go.
The Mountain. It was an excellent film.
There you
follow
go.
Follow Me Down the Mountain. You know? He was great. Very good.
Talmadge.
Supporting role. Supporting role there.
Talmadge.
But I like that our CEOs are doing ecstasy, fucking, you know, cucking NFL Hall of Fame. Like, this is it now. This is, these guys, this is what you should do with your money.
Yeah.
And the fucking, the other, the blood boy guy, like, I'm not into it now. I thought I would be into it. You guys pitched it earlier, and I was like, shit, it sounds good. We got some good-looking kids.
Yeah, we definitely,
I'd pump their shit in, like, I'd pump their blood
in. We definitely
in.
Fooled you, for sure, with what it was really
yeah.
going to be.
And then you pulled back the skin, and it looked like, remember that singer Gyote?
Oh yeah, really did look like that.
Somebody I used to know. Find a
picture of Gyote. Yeah.
And pop him up on screen. That's kind of who this looks like to me.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
And I never wanted to look like Gyote. Like, not one part of me when I saw that video during that fad of that song where I was just like, ah, shit. You know who
That's
I wish
the
I
body
looked
more type
like
and Gyote. Skin color and, yeah. and everything that I want.
That might be the same guy.
I mean, it really... Whoa. Yeah.
Pop
good
up.
Call.
Pop up
good call.
You're welcome.
Why don't we just play the music video?
We could.
Yeah,
we can end the show with that.
A member.
We can end the show. You want to end the show with Gyote?
Yeah.
Somebody that I used to know?
Sure.
It's a banger.
It is a banger still. It's one of those songs that came back around, so when you hear it again, you're like, oh, the comedy is there. It's like Vin Diesel. You're like, oh,
right.
shit, I'm in on it.
Right.
Same with Rick Astley. When I hear that song from the Rickroll, I'm in.
Right. Remember the chokehold this song had on us?
Yeah. I mean, it had a stranglehold on us. Just not an O.J. Simpson stranglehold on us song.
It's Brian Johnson.
Identical, right? That's the fuck. Who's saying it's not the same person?
Yeah.
Is Brian Johnson Gyote?
Then I'd like him.
Yeah, I know, right?
Then I'd be like, dude, love it.
Yeah. That would be a cool twist, wouldn't it? That'd be a nice Shyamalan twist. You know that chorus is coming. Can you feel it? There it is. Oh, no, I forgot. There's that little boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep interlude right there before they cut into that chorus. Yeah.
And it drops.
Little Friday kids on RPR. How did we put up with this song for this amount of length before it got to the hook, you know?
Seriously.
How did we do it as a nation?
We were in.
We were in. We were all in on this. Boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. No?
Oh my gosh, still no, huh?
No, still no.
Still
no
slow,
hook.
Still the slow intro, okay.
Give me that goddamn hook, Gyote!
Takes much longer than I remember.
Yeah, my
Same
gosh,
here.
I thought it was.
Remember the song in years. All right, now crank it. Yeah. Gyote.
All right. Are you
His
doing the whole?
Teeth are always weird. No, we're just going to tail out on this.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. If you're in Tampa Bay this weekend, join us at the Tampa Bay Rowdies game Saturday night, Al Lang Stadium. We will be there. Just get by some cheap tickets. We got a suite and all that shit. We got a bunch of tickets for the listeners, 28 or 30 so far, I think we've given out. Jessie just got her dress, her Rowdy's Royalty dress today. I got to see that. I got to see the little crown on top. We're going inside the stadium early to get some pics of Jesse, hopefully on the field.
Sure.
And Rowdy's Royalty, we will be there for that. And then join us Sunday for the Tampa Bay Rays game at 11:30. Please come on time to that. D'Anthony Holloway is the veteran of the game for the Salute to Service.
Yeah.
And will be on the scoreboard. What will be on that scoreboard, though, is a mystery right now.
Sure.
We've submitted some of our favorite picks, and we'll see what they choose.
Yeah. See what they fall for.
Oh, boy. They don't listen to the show, so right. It doesn't really matter anyways. And
yeah.
If they, we have one that we have slid past, I believe, through three rounds, and hopefully that ends up on the scoreboard. But if you're at home, the game will be televised on Fox that day. Hopefully it's during the game, you know?
God, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. The other part of this too, because we'll be live on Fake News here in 40 minutes. I just want to see how uncomfortable Dan's going to be with 38,000 people just saying thank you for your service over and over and over again and shaking his hand or hugging him.
Right.
That's going to be awesome as well.
Oh, so, he loves it.
Yeah, he loves being touched. And that's going to be fun as well. So join us for that. We're in section 110, but after the thing is over, I think it's the second or the third inning, we'll kind of mingle and just rage. And so get tickets wherever you can. Surprisingly, tickets are going up for the Rays. Still have the best record in Major League Baseball, which is great for us owning Seltzer. But yeah, man, tickets are going up and they're playing the Dodgers. Be a great game. So join us if you are in the Tampa Bay area. We would love to have you. And Jess, you'll be in taking pics also with the Rowdies game. So get a shot of her in her dress. Haven't seen an emerald green dress like that. And you wore the fuck out of it this morning, okay?
Royalty.
Rowdy's Royalty. We appreciate you joining us, kids. We'll see you next Tuesday for Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I love that you ended it up.